40 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Morning, 64 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports on FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, as well as WRHI.com. In addition to television on CN2, that's Corporium Cable Channel 102, and on your major social media channels, simply look for CN2 and WRHI. We are chatting it up with Sam Long. She is from the town of Clover. You are the special events coordinator, and we love Clover because it's the town with love in the middle.
Yes, that is right.
Someone told us who's a proud Clover alum, because we've always said it's the town with love in its name, and they said we need to say it's love in the middle.
Love in the middle, that's right.
So shout out to our friends of the show from Clover.
You know who you are.
Wink, wink. But yeah, when you've got a town with love in its name, you want to show a lot of love to your community.
Yes, that's right.
And y'all do a great job doing that.
All right, we're going to start with the opportunity for high school students to showcase their art.
Yes, so located at the Clover Community Center, we have Gallery 120, which is our art gallery by the town of Clover. And so this month, it's a shortened version because the kids get out of school at the end of the month. So it's a shortened showcase, but the Clover High School students have artwork on display right now. So that is the Clover High School Visual Art Showcase. Gallery is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can always stop in to check it out. But this Friday night, we will have the artist reception where the gallery will be open from 6 to 7:30. The artist will be there to show off their work. So it's a great time to come support the local artists of the communities to see some really impressive artwork. I was looking at the pieces out there. I'm like, man, some of these are hard to believe. These are just students from the high school. Some of it is really impressive. So lots of variety. So you can come out Friday night and see the artwork, see the artist. Light refreshments to enjoy there at the community center in Clover.
And you are still in search of a gallery manager for the gallery as well?
Yes, that's right. So we are still hiring for a curator position, someone who would coordinate with the artist, get artwork in the gallery at the beginning of the month, their artwork out of the gallery at the end of the month. So that position is still available. You can apply online. CloverSC.org is the website for that. It is a part-time permanent position for the gallery there.
And the gallery is still under construction. It's getting some TLC right now, so keep that in mind. And as part of the gallery, it's the South Carolina Horseshoe Museum is still there, right?
Yes, that's located in the gallery as well, yes.
If you get a chance, check out the art exhibit, but also check out the South Carolina Horseshoe Museum. This is the sport of throwing horseshoes. It is really interesting. Yes. We went there for our Leadership York County class and got a chance to check out the museum. It's not a big museum. It's like two people can fit in the space.
Yes.
But it's important. It's important to have. Two, it's fascinating to know that we have a horseshoe museum. And three, just to see the history of it. Yeah, so if you get a chance, you can knock out two things in one at one place. All right, Sam, what else is going on in the town of Clover?
Well, exciting news today. The splash pad opens. So some higher temperatures this week. Get your kids out in their bathing suits and come on out to the splash pad. So the splash pad operates Monday through Saturday, 10 to noon, 1 to 3, and then 4 to 6. And on Sundays, it operates 1 to 3 and 4 to 6. You can do private rentals from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. That is $120 for the 2 hours. You can do birthday parties, anniversary parties, whatever. Private rentals, it's there at New Center Park. You get the splash pad, the shelter, tables, public restrooms, all of that is available right there. So it's a really cool little place for a summer birthday party or the end of the year school party, anything like that, for those rentals.
You can get married there.
Yeah, sure.
How about that? And save the money for a house and a honeymoon.
I like it. I mean, I like that. I don't know if I'd like getting married in a bathing suit. You have to have lots of confidence for that right in the middle of town with love in the middle.
Oh, even better. You can play up that
you need to find your has that happened?
If not that to does, mine,
please we let us know.
We're going to do the show from there. Yeah. Maybe it could be 6:30 to 8:30 a.m.
Yes, in the morning. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That'd be great. All right. Well, shout out to the Splash Pad. It is opening today in the town of Clover on this Wednesday, May the 1st. How exciting. Those kids are going to love that for sure. Yes. We're speaking with Sam Long. She is the special events coordinator for the town of Clover. All right. What else? We've got some more gas in the tank, Sam.
All right. We have Food Truck Thursday. That will be May 16th. So that is located in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. That is 6:30 to 9 p.m. We'll have about 12 food truck vendors, all kinds of variety, live entertainment, a band called Not Quite Right, who are local here to York County. So they will be singing, performing for us. So just a nice evening for some family fun, live music, good food. Come out and enjoy an evening in Clover with us there.
And then you've got a new event that's happening in honor of Memorial Day toward the end of the month.
Yes. So on May 27th, on Monday, the Memorial Day, we have it's in part by the Rotary Club of Clover. So we have a bench and a memorial that will be dedicated, a veterans memorial that will be dedicated, and that is at New Center Park. So we will have a veterans walk there. So a really nice event that morning just to honor all of our veterans with that memorial. So that will be at 9 a.m. Try to do it before it gets too warm into the day. So that will be at 9 a.m. on Monday, May 27th.
Wow, that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And this is another place just for us to pause and reflect. So that is great. And then we're going to wrap up with movie night because school is about to wrap up. And so what's better than wrapping up school and then going to an outdoor movie with all your friends?
Yes. So first Friday night of summer, you can stay out late. The movie will start at dusk, which will be probably 8:30 or so. We are showing Wonka. So that will be on Friday, May 31st. You can come out to New Center Park. We will have a few food vendors, and we will be, the Splash Pad will be operating then as well. So you can bring your towel and bathing suit before the movie starts. We will have Big Woo DJing before the movie starts. So some music, some food, Splash Pad, and then we will watch Wonka. You can bring blankets, chairs, towels to sit out on the lawn there at the amphitheater at New Center Park.
Boy, what a great way to kick off summer.
Yes. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, these kids are so lucky, man. Okay, that's just a rundown of events that are coming down the pipeline there in the town of Clover. You can check them out online, on social media, or better yet, in person. How about that? Sam Long is the special events coordinator. Sam, we certainly appreciate it. We'll see you next month.